Amen. Our God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no limit to what God can do. Amen. We know that as men and women, amen, that we have limitations. There is just so much that we can do, only so much that we can say. There's a limit to everything that we have, but there's no limit in God. Amen. I'm glad that we've got unlimited resources to draw from today. Hallelujah. Amen. We have got His strength and His power. Amen. And when we're weak, He's still strong. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord today, and thank you, amen, for being here today. Would you turn with us in the word of the Lord to John, the 14th chapter? And we're going to begin with the 10th verse. John 14, verse number 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then I'd like for you to also turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verses 18 and verse 19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18 and the 18th verse. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. God, we pray today, Lord, that you would allow your Spirit, God, God, to speak to our hearts today. God, that your word, Lord, would not fall to the ground, but God, that it would accomplish that you have, Lord, ordained it to accomplish. That it would, Lord, make within us, create within us, Lord, faith, that we might believe, that we might grasp hold of your promises, God, that, Lord, those that need strength might find it. Lord, those that need healing might receive it. God, those that need deliverance might receive deliverance. Pray, oh God, in your name, Lord, that you might be in our midst today. God, that you might minister, Lord, in the Holy Ghost. We pray it, Lord, for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name, everyone says, amen. And God bless you today. Praise God. That one of the hardest things in the world is to try to fill the shoes of another. We have heard it said many times that no man can fill another man's shoes. Because each of us, we are unique and we are different. We have our own strengths and our own weaknesses, our own gifts and our abilities that are given to us by God. But God has ordained you, not just his apostles, not just his prophets, but God has ordained you, amen, to do his will, to be ministers of his word. He said, go ye therefore, that he sent us. God did not reserve or restrict the Great Commission to the 12 apostles. But everyone who's been called out of the world and called to walk in the wonderful light of truth and revelation, we have a calling and a purpose that's been placed upon us, amen, to do the will of God. Amen. It wasn't an apostle that preached at Samaria, but it was just a deacon, a faithful man, amen, that God sent to the village of Samaria to preach the things concerning the name of Jesus and the kingdom of God. Amen. Little children have been used of God to lay hands upon the sick and to perform miracles. Amen. God has commissioned us as his church. Amen. The Apostle Peter had a great revelation, but guess what, Pete? You're not the only one that knows who Jesus is. Amen. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is... How many of you today have a revelation of who Jesus is? Amen. Peter was not alone in recognizing who Jesus was. Amen. But Peter was the one who confessed to Jesus that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. And he said unto him, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Amen. I want you to know that revelation of who Jesus is, amen, needs to resonate in our heart and our mind. Because that same Jesus, amen, who was, amen, the mighty God, amen, who was the everlasting Father, who was, amen, the Prince of Peace, he lives and he resides in his church. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not if Jesus were here, amen, he would not have died. Amen. Jesus is here. Amen. And if he chooses, amen, to raise the dead, amen, he has chosen to use men and women of faith and authority, amen, who have received the revelation of his name. Hallelujah. I thank God today, amen, that we're privileged to walk in another man's shoes. Amen. We do not go in our own power. Jesus himself said, I do not come in my own name. Amen. He said, another will come in his own name and you'll receive it. But he said, I come in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. amen, as the church, amen, we may be flesh. We may be subject, amen, to weakness. We may be subject to failure. We may be subject to discouragement. But we're not going in our own power or in our own authority. We go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. David was victorious over the giant. Not because, amen, David, amen, was skilled with a slingshot. Amen, David was victorious over the giant. Amen, not because, amen, David was unafraid. But David was victorious over the giant because David had faith in the power of his God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God that God has not given us fear. He said, I've not given you the spirit of fear. But I've given you the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. I thank God that we're not fearful and afraid today. Amen. But I also recognize, amen, that I need the power of the Spirit of God. And I can't go in my own strength. I can't do it in my own name. I've got to call upon that name that is above every name. Amen. I've got to walk in somebody else's shoes. Hallelujah. Jesus said to Peter, amen, amen, that you're a rock. Amen. That you have a revelation, and I'm going to build my church upon that revelation, upon that truth. And whatsoever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, it's going, amen, to be loosed in heaven. But he did not restrict that promise to Peter alone. Amen. Peter was not the only one that had the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you know, amen, how to get into the kingdom of God today? How many of you know how to open the door of salvation to those that are lost in sin? Amen. Jesus Christ gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. But everyone, hallelujah, that has the revelation of the mighty God, amen, he's given you that same authority, amen, that you might open the door of salvation to those that will hear the truth. Amen. What were the keys to the kingdom? Peter had them. Amen. He used them on the day of Pentecost. Amen. He used them. Amen. At the house of Cornelius. Hallelujah. Amen. What keys are you using today? Hallelujah. Amen. We're preaching the same message that Peter preached. We have the same authority that Peter had. Amen. God's church doesn't have a pope. Amen. We sometimes accuse others, amen, of putting people up on a pedestal. Amen. Peter wasn't the first pope. Amen. If he was, that Paul didn't have much regard for the pope. Because the Bible said Paul withstood him to his face. Amen. When he did not have fellowship with the saints of God at Antioch. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he went along with the Judaizers. Amen. For fear that he would offend somebody. Amen. Oh, I want you to know that Peter didn't have anything more than what every disciple, every apostle, every saint of God had. Amen. He had a faith and a confidence. Amen. That he was a man that was sent of God. Amen. If you're not sent of God, you better not go. Amen. If you don't have God's power and authority, amen, behind everything that you proclaim, amen, you better not expect anything. But if you believe that you have the same authority, amen, that Peter had. If you believe you have the same message that Peter preached, amen, and you can proclaim and do the things that Peter did. Amen. Jesus did not restrict, amen, the promise to Peter. Amen. He didn't restrict it to Peter. He said, these things and even greater shall you do. He wasn't just talking to Peter. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we don't need to get some type of a complex and to thinking, oh, if the Apostle Peter was here. Amen. If Jesus was here. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, if you believe. Oh, the same works that I do, that you're going to do. And even greater works shall he do. Amen. Amen. In my name, to the glory of the Father. Can you say praise the Lord? I'm glad that we can walk in another man's shoes. Amen. There was a great runner in 1964 by the name of Billy Mills. Went to the Olympic Games with high expectations that he was a favorite to win the gold medal for the United States of America. But Billy Mills could not find his shoes. And he could not compete, amen, in a race of that caliber, amen, unless he had a pair of shoes. And so Billy had to borrow a pair of shoes from a teammate. Amen. And he ran that race. It was the fastest race that Billy Mills had ever run. He ran in the 10,000 meter race. And he won the Olympic gold medal running in another man's shoes. Amen. We may not be able, amen, to do great things of ourselves. But when we run in his shoes, when we proclaim Jesus according to his name, when we preach by his authority, amen, we can accomplish great things because it's not about us. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Dizzy Dean. Great baseball pitcher, the St. Louis Cardinals. In his debut, he pitched a 3-hit shutout. But what is not known by a lot of people, that Dizzy Dean, amen, had to borrow another man's shoes, amen, to pitch that game. Because he had forgotten his shoes. And so he had to strap on somebody else's shoes. And he pitched that 3-hit shutout in another man's shoes. A story is told about a man who had a comrade. And this comrade had fought alone beside him. And he said to this comrade as he was dying on the ground, he said, I want you to make a promise to me. He said, I want you to promise to me one thing. Amen, that you'll take these shoes. He had a pair of wingtip Oxford shoes. And he said, when the war is over, he said, I want you to put on these shoes. And he said, I want you to dance in the streets of Saigon. Because when you dance in the streets of Saigon, amen, I know that the war will be over. And there will be peace in the land. And so he made a commitment to that man. So near the end of that war, as that war was winding down and coming to a close. And it appeared that it was going to be over very soon. That man remembered the promise he had made to that friend. And he went to his duffel bag. And he unzipped it. And he pulled out that pair of wingtip shoes that his friend had wanted to wear. His friend had wanted to dance in victory. Amen, when the war was over, but he died never having seen that opportunity. That he took those shoes and he put them on his feet. And that little Vietnamese man, impoverished and poor and threadbare, he stood there in that pair of ill-fitting shoes. And slowly and rhythmically, amen, almost worshipfully, he began to dance in the streets of Saigon. Amen. Because the war was over. Amen. Peace was coming to his nation. No more would there be bloodshed. No more would there be tears and sorrow and pain. He was dancing in another man's shoes. I want you to know every time that we dance, every time that we worship, every time time that we're praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We're dancing, amen, because of somebody, amen, that died upon a cross, that gave his life for us. We're dancing for Jesus. We're dancing, amen, for the one who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't get to heal every blind man, amen, that lived in the earth. Jesus didn't get to heal every leper. Jesus did not get to save every lost soul. But he said, I'm going to commission you. The works that I did, you're going to do those same works. I'm going to send you out, and you're going to cast out devils. Amen. You're going to work miracles. You're going to deliver lost souls. You're going to open blinded eyes. You're going to unstop deaf ears. Why? Because I'm giving you my shoes. I'm giving you my authority. I'm giving you, amen, my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we can walk in His shoes today. Hallelujah. Because it's not by our power. Amen. Peter, amen, was given authority. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven. One day, amen, the Bible says that Peter and John were on the way to the temple at the hour of prayer. Amen. And there, laying at the gate beautiful, was a lame man who had been lame from his mother's womb. And he looked up. He looked upon Peter and John as if to say, can you do something for me? And Peter, being a man like you and I, just being flesh, he didn't have anything to offer that man. But then he remembered, oh, amen. This is not, amen, my mission. This is the mission of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not according to my power or anything that I possess, but it's according to what He has given me. It's according to what He has. And He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says immediately, amen, he got up and he began to stand and he began to walk and then he began to leap and to praise the Lord. Why? Because it was not according to the power of a man. It was according to the power of God that was working within him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Peter did not claim any personal power. Amen. Peter did not claim any exclusivity. He was not the only vessel, amen, that God could have used. Amen. But he was a willing vessel. Hallelujah. He was a faithful man. You men that went to the men's conference and heard, amen, Brother Randy Keyes preach about a faithful man. Amen. Understand that God is not impressed with talent. God is not impressed with ability. God is not impressed with oratory. Amen. But what impresses God is faithfulness to the kingdom of God. Faithfulness to His word. Faithfulness to His truth. Faithfulness, amen, to His authority and power. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. The people were filled with wonder and amazement, as if they had by their own power done some mighty work. I want you to know that God can take some of us, and God, amen, can open blinded eyes. God can take you, and God can open deaf ears. God can use your faith, amen, to unloose the power of the Holy Ghost. And God can perform miracles. And God can deliver people that have bondage in their life that you're not even aware of. Why? Because the same power that was working within the apostles is working within His church today. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. They were filled with wonder and amazement as they looked on Peter and John. Amen. Peter and John were men of prayer. They were faithful men. When God's people, amen, become faithful to prayer. Amen. When we have, amen, to build more rooms. Amen. Because the prayer room won't hold them. Amen. We'll begin to see miracles in direct proportion to our faithfulness to the things of God. Amen. You know why we limit, why we see just a miracle now and then? Amen. How many have ever seen a miracle before? You know why we only see a limited number? We limit God. Amen. The little woman that had a debt that she couldn't pay, the prophet said, I want you to go and gather vessels, not a few. And she went and got some vessels. She, I don't know how many she got. I don't know whether she got 10 or 100 or 1,000. But after a while, amen, she thought she had enough. And they begin to pour out of the oil. And they begin to fill them one by one. Amen, 10 vessels, 20 vessels, 50 vessels, 100 vessels. And she said, you got to go get more vessels. And so they went and got more vessels. And as long as they had empty vessels, amen, the oil did not fail. Amen. But when there were no more vessels to fill, the oil stayed. Oh, I don't believe that miracles have stayed. I believe God is looking for some more vessels. God's looking for a Peter and a John. God's looking, amen, for an Apostle Paul. Amen. God's looking out amongst His people and say, I'm looking for some faithful men and some faithful women. Amen. I will go to prayer. Amen. And seek My face and realize that it's not about us. It's about Him. Peter and John were on the way where the musicians come. They were on the way to the temple at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. At the hour of prayer. Prayer preoccupied, amen, their activity. They were given to prayer and the Word of God. 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 And the more prayer and the more God's Word, the more miracles. How much prayer collectively? How much Bible reading collectively do we have to offer God today? How much time do we really give that the apostles gave? I believe we will receive back from God in proportion to our faith, according to your faith. It's not according to somebody else's faith. It's not according to T.W. Barnes's faith. It's according to your faith. Amen. It's not according to Elijah's faith. It's according to your faith. Hallelujah. Jesus wasn't just talking to one man. Matthew 18 and 18, He was addressing all of His disciples when He said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Sure, I know He told Pete the same thing. Amen. But Pete doesn't have anything or didn't have anything that you don't have. Have you got the same Holy Ghost? But the difference between Pete and a lot of people is that Peter was a faithful man. Silver and gold were not the object of his life. Building houses and acquiring land was not a priority in Peter's life. Jesus Himself said, Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has not even a place to lay his head. He didn't own a home. He didn't seek the things of the world, but he sought the things of the kingdom. If you want to walk in another man's shoes, you got to think like he thought. Let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Peter wasn't thinking, amen, like some of us, when he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Peter was thinking, amen, out of the box. Peter was thinking of a man who had stepped into the authority that God had given him. When we step into that authority, amen, the only way that you're going to have power, amen, is to step into that authority. You've got to take authority over the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You've got to take authority. Hallelujah. It didn't beg the devil, please leave, please. Please don't torment this man, please. They took authority. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. That ain't about right. That is right. Amen. If we'll take authority. Amen. If we'll let Jesus be our authority. If we'll let Jesus, amen, be our power. Amen. He said, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Amen. He didn't pray for his healing. He said, get up and walk. Hallelujah. Pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. 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 Take off that back brace. Sister Hart told us about a sister, her sister, amen, who had spinal tuberculosis. Amen. And wore a back brace. And the doctors said that there was no cure for this, that she was going to have to wear that back brace, and that eventually that she would be in a wheelchair. But God healed that girl. Amen. The same God, amen, that healed the lame man, healed, amen, Sister Hart, Sister Diane. Hallelujah. And that back brace kept falling off, and her mother kept putting it back on. And finally, amen, Mother Red said that God's already healed that baby. You need to leave it off. Hallelujah. And so she didn't put it back on. And when they took her back to the doctor, they said there's no sign that this child ever had spinal tuberculosis. Why? Because God did it. I want you to know that the same God, amen, that opened blinded eyes, amen, and unstopped deaf ears is here today, and he's able to do a miracle in your life. And in the name of Jesus, by the authority that God has vested in me, amen, I want to tell you, you can be free. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's clap our hands and let's worship God. Let's proclaim Jesus today.
Oh, we've got